శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆది లీల చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ 93-95 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఆల్ పీపుల్ దస్ చాంటెడ్ ద హరి కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర డ్యూరింగ్ ద లూనార్ ఎక్లిప్స్ అండ్ దేర్ మైండ్స్ వెర్ స్ట్రక్ విత్ వండర్. టెక్స్ట్ 94. వెన్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ వాజ్ దస్ చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గౌరహరి advented himself on the earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy names of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. Purport. Although Muslims or non-Hindus have no interest in chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the Muslims in Navadvipa imitated the Hindus as they chanted during the lunar eclipse. Thus the Hindus and Muslims joined together in chanting the holy name of the Lord when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimti Jayapataka Swaminati Namne Nama Jaya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Padani Gorkatha Dham Daya Nagra Gram Tharani నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినతి నామ్నే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదధార శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we got fantastic verses. We can remember the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's such, because actually he's a very special avatara, the revolutionary avatara who's come to make so many, he's a path-breaking avatara in many, many respects. And because he is the avatara for this age, just by understanding him and following him, we can get success in all respects. So we'll see, how is he different? What is the revolutionary things that he has brought about? First of all, that spiritual life is considered very difficult, right? People have to sever their connections with their families, become detached, perform a lot of austerities. This is normally the things that you hear about. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, how did people get spiritual perfection? They had to give up a lot of things before they could purify themselves and come anywhere near understanding who's God. And in this age, physical austerities is not so much emphasized. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, he made the process very easy. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra. And the only austerity he demands from us, as we see in the Sikshashtaka, is mental austerity. Become humble. And how humble? As humble like a grass. That people walk over you and still you just come back. You're not affected. And tolerant as a tree, always giving to others. But, even if they mistreat you, you're not affected. Giving all respect to others and expecting no respect for oneself. This is the most difficult thing, because we know that many, many sages also, after a lot of tapasya in the forest and great perfections, mystic power, everything, but because of their egos, they fell down. Right? Like, Durvas Muni and, Vishwamitra, and so on. They were very, very spiritually advanced, but they couldn't conquer their ego, and so they fell down. So the real thing is becoming humble. That is the sign of spiritual advancement, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just emphasized only on that. And the wonderful thing he said was, okay, how do you develop that humility? Chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. And that is the most... devotees asked him three times, actually, when he was in Puri, and the Bengal devotees went there. He asked, please tell us how to progress in Krishna consciousness. And he, all the times, he only answered this, chant Hare Krishna, serve the Vaishnavas. And then the devotees asked, which Vaishnava should we serve? How do we recognize who's a Vaishnava and how to serve them? So first time he said that whoever chants even once the name of Krishna is a Vaishnava and you should serve him. And the second time he said a Vaishnava is recognized by the number of devotees he has made, meaning the Madhyama preacher, Madhyama Adhikari. And the third time he said a Vaishnava is someone who simply by seeing him you feel like chanting Hare Krishna, or the Uttama Adhikari. So all levels of Vaishnavas are, fit for our service. And simply by doing this, we can progress because the humility develops. And for getting higher and higher realizations, this is the main thing. And the Sikshashtakam doesn't talk of anything else. It's that I don't have a taste for the holy name. And the only thing is become humble. And then after that, immediately you just come to that platform of not being concerned about, you know, money or wealth or position or power, and then deeper and deeper realizations of feeling separation for Krishna and complete surrender. So this is the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advocating, completely different from the other processes in the past for this age. And also he is the only avatar who has come. I mean, Krishna in the mood of Radharani, both of them combined. This is something very, very unique. And then apart from that, he has empowered everybody. It is not that some few people, because when you are not emphasizing renunciation so much, then automatically everybody should be involved in this process, because we never hear of householders preaching. In the Bhagavatam, we don't hear of any case in which householders are asked to preach. But in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, he went to homes. When he was in the South Indian tour, he went to homes of grihasthas and he told that you should all preach together. And you should do your work, whatever work you're doing for maintaining your body and then taking care of your children, whatever the house and everything. You can do that in a way that will please me, dedicated to Krishna. And at the same time, you should share this knowledge with others, whoever you know, invite them and tell them about Bhagavad Gita and all the process of devotional service. Then you don't have to go anywhere to look for me. I will stay in your house. No, what kind of instruction is that? That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, we have never heard of such thing that Krishna is so easily available. And because we've only heard in the Bhagavatam also, it talks about Griham and the Kupam, that it's a place of, you can't really make spiritual advancement, right, in a family life. And it's a fact. In today's world, it's all the more difficult because everyone is just engrossed in work. And, they even don't have time for normal family things. And people are too much, then how do you make progress in spiritual life? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's methods are all like in a capsule form. It's not that it's long, drawn-out affairs where you have to really struggle and then, spend extensive time. He knows what is life going to be in Kali Yuga. So everything is done in a very powerful way, but simple, simple things. So one is, of course, he has said the congregational chanting. Because alone, nobody is fit to leave everything and go off to the forest or anything like that. So the strength comes in helping one another to think about Krishna. And so that's why when we chant together, it's so powerful, much more powerful than we chant by ourselves. When we do kirtan also, it's very, very powerful. It's actually a yajna. It's a sacrifice as powerful as in earlier times they were doing all this Ashwamedha yajna and things like that. Krishna would appear in those yajnas when he was very pleased by the performer's sincerity and so on. And here, Prabhupada actually many times, he said he saw, during the Ratyatras or when he himself was giving lecture, he said, oh, there was Narad Muni there and then there were Gaur Nithai. And he could see that in the Ratyatra and he would ask the devotees, did you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were dancing and so on. So you can see how very dear this process is to them. So you just do, you sing Sankirtan and you pull Jagannath carts, all of us together. We're not doing a great sacrifice. I mean, in terms of really, if you see sitting together for days and those kind of yajnas, which would require lots of things, grains and ghee and so many brahmanas chanting so many mantras. It was a long drawn out affair. But what we do are all small affairs. We come together, do sankirtan, and then Ratiyatra is just pulling the Lord like that. Very sweet and very nectarian to the heart, but very, very powerful, that brings the Lord himself over there. So that's how efficient it is. And Prabhupada was fully realized in this. What is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I mean, we can't imagine, how can it be so simple? But he said that he knew what is the mercy of Gauranga. And he actually told devotees that you make Gaurnitai dolls and you take it to all the people, even the materialistic people. You ask them to keep it on top of the television sets and chant Hare Krishna every day. Television set, because that's the puja they do every day. So keep them on top of the television and chant Hare Krishna, and Gaurnitai will bless them. So powerful. And we think, oh, how can it be? You know, and we are afraid to take Gaurnitai into those homes where they are eating meat and doing all kinds of things and so on. But Gaurnitai know what to do. I mean, this is Prabhupada's instruction. And many times we saw that when we gave this Gaurnitai dolls to new people, they made very good progress very quickly. And that's how very sweet they are. They just, and the qualification to get their mercy is not how good we are or how, there are no qualifications at all. In fact, the qualification is that we are most fallen. Then we get the first, priority to get his mercy. So that's again a total revolution, right? We never hear in the Bhagavatam that the most fallen people are being elevated to the topmost perfection. Okay, there are, in Vaishnavism, there are always great acharyas who have come from, lower castes or people in, but still, those are very few. Those are like empowered personalities who took birth in the lower caste and so on. But generally, it is always only the brahmanas or the very elevated kshatriya kings who got this mercy. But in this age, the most fallen get the first preference. And so that's again a very revolutionary thing, and we must capitalize on this. And we must understand that how much, what is this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has given everything so simple, but he'll have very big effects. He even told Grihasthas that all of you should come together, all the family members come together in the night, all the family members. And that itself is like a big congregation, because in earlier times they had joint families, different brothers and their families and their parents and 2-3-4 generations living together. All of you come together and chant the Hare Krishna mantra, sing together. And that is powerful sacrifice. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says you have to perform sacrifice in order to even have material necessities fulfilled. You know, everything. I mean, you have to perform sacrifice. And the Hare Krishna mantra singing takes care of all kinds of sacrifices, all put into one. We sometimes think, oh, chanting Hare Krishna is only for going back to Godhead. Devotees feel like that. So maybe for my material needs, maybe, Krishna won't do anything, or maybe it's like once a devotee asked Prabhupada, surrender means I should be ready even to go live on the beach, if it's required. And Prabhupada said, what nonsense. Why would Krishna want you to go and live on the beach? He wants his devotees to be comfortable and make spiritual progress. So the Hare Krishna mantra is all encompassing. It can give every sort of benediction so that we can make spiritual progress. And how did he preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to people? It was not again, how did he attract thousands and thousands of people? In fact, he himself never gave lectures. He taught everything to his, close associates who did everything. But he himself, for the masses, he discussed, of course, with his intimate associates. But to all the other people, his process was just sankirtan, kirtan, dancing and singing, and then looking at them with so much love. You know, he would look into the eyes of all the devotees and embrace them. And they were filled with love, that Krishna prem. And then he would say, now you go and give this Krishna prem to others, empowering them immediately, empowering. Because the Krishna prem is the empowerment. If you have love in your heart, to that extent you have that disease in quotes, you can give, pass on that infection to others. So that is the process, that through the enter the heart and then they get empowerment, very quick empowerment. If it is the other way externally, like, you know, you have to learn all the philosophy, you have to become very, you know, highly advanced and then you can give lectures and then only you can preach, then, you know, very few can preach, right? All the others will be sort of not knowing how to be part of this movement. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, to everyone, whoever you meet, you should spread Krishna consciousness, amar agnya. I am giving you the authority to become a guru and deliver this whole world. So that means everyone has got a mandate to preach. And that's the only way we can make progress, spiritual progress. Nothing else, not anything great austerities. We don't have to worry, oh, maybe I'm not doing much austerities. Let me starve a few days. Maybe I should do this. Whatever Prabhupada has given, that's more than enough. Beyond that, what we really need to do, this is the only austerity, becoming humble, serving everyone and preaching. So this preaching also, a very unique method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he would just give this love to people, serve them and win their hearts with deep humility. That is what charmed people. We know when he went to Banaras and then he wanted to actually win over the Mayavadis, he could have easily got into a debate and defeated them. But then he knew that by defeating them, there's no use. I mean, if their egos were smashed, they would feel humiliated and they'll just go away. And so what he did was, when he and the Mayavadis were invited to that Brahmana's house, he sat down very humbly near the place where everyone washed their feet. And when they saw that he was not an ordinary person, he was a sannyasi and he was glowing. So they said, why don't you come and join us? And he genuinely said, no, no, all of you are from a higher order of sannyasis. And I'm only from the, you know, among the 10 sannyasi categories that they have. And I'm in the lowest one. So I'm not qualified to sit with you all and so on. And so that humility really touched their hearts. That's when they surrendered. They said, no, no, you know, their hearts were touched. Imagine Mayavadis being convinced in one meeting. That's next to impossible, right? And they voluntarily surrendered to him because he worked on their hearts. So similarly, even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest scholar, and he was teaching him everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just listened. He didn't just put him off in the very beginning. He took everything. I mean, when we listen to people, then they feel, okay, they've heard me, they understand me, and then they're ready to listen. So he, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard him out patiently, and then he knew that, okay, he has actually understood me. And then he was ready to, because he said, I understand the original text better. So he said, okay, you please tell me. And then he was ready to take that, and he changed immediately. So this transformation of hearts is his method, not long drawn out process where, you know, it's basic. I mean, if you see in the Bhagavatam, it takes a long time, isn't it? People have to go through a lot of purification and then listening to, exalted personality, devotees. And then you have to do a lot of tapasya before you can elevate yourself. And the emphasis is first more on detachment, first, because we are so attached to material life. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is Grihetako Vanetako Sadahari Boledako. Doesn't matter where you are, in the home or in the forest. The main thing is chant Hare Krishna. And that can give you the highest elevation. It's a question of convenience, what ashrama you take and so on. That's just our convenience, not a mandatory thing for making spiritual progress. The main thing is humility and love. Because Krishna Prem is the highest achievement in spiritual life. And with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it also starts with that. You know, some kind of love. It's not pure, but still some amount of affection and love and service to the people. We don't have to be afraid that, oh, maybe I'll get sentimentally attached. Because when you're caring for people for the sake of pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Vaishnavas, when you see them as Vaishnavas and you serve them, then you're protected. You'll not get, the wrong understanding or become, you know, materially attached again. And that extends to your family members as well. That if all of you are seeing each other as devotees, somehow Krishna has brought us together, let us serve Krishna together. And there are a lot of ways in which you can cooperate. One is, of course, the devotional services you're doing, chanting, singing, taking care of the deities, and most important, preaching. If the whole family is involved in taking care of others, then that family is in a very nice consciousness of serving Krishna together. And so that is why they can, it is above the Varnashrama system. That they, it's not that, first you just do all your material things and finally you have to slowly give up everything and then renounce and then go back to Godhead. From the beginning, you are, it keeps on improving your spiritual consciousness by doing this. This is the goal and purpose of that family life, simply to progress in Krishna consciousness. And for that, the members help one another from the very beginning. And we've seen how everything can be spiritualized, right? From the food we eat, the activities we do, everything by adding Krishna to it, then it becomes spiritualized. Of course, mode of goodness activities. Sanctify everything. But mode of goodness, Vedic things, you can sanctify. And so that becomes a positive thing. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he wanted preaching to be done in Bengal, he first instruction he gave Nityananda Prabhu was, you get married and then you preach. And so he got married and his wife was equally involved, Janavi Mata, or not simply she was cooking food and serving prasadam, not that. She was a preacher herself along with Nityananda Prabhu. So you can see the scope, is completely a revolutionary. And even within the Hindu society, we had this, only the Brahmanas were qualified to actually communicate with whatever. All the spiritual activities were done by him and all others had to go through him. Only. He was a point of communication with God. But that, they were not, slowly with the advance of Kali Yuga, the Brahmanas were not doing their job and they were also just being exploitative. They didn't educate. They were supposed to educate everyone in also the knowledge of God and make them also, go to progress in their Krishna consciousness. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said everyone can directly connect. Of course, the parampara system is there, of course. But still, everyone, all the different castes, as well as the gender, men, women, age is no barrier. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna and make maximum progress in spiritual life. So this is another totally revolutionary concept. And that is why all the Brahmanas were up and against him. They went and complained to the Qazi that he is actually, completely changing all the Vedic things and introducing all different kind of thing. He's going against the Vedic culture and so on. And that's why the Qazi banned Sankirtan. And we know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won him over also. And understanding his mood is very, very important because actually he came here just to show how a devotee should be. Because Krishna came and he gave the Bhagavad Gita, how we are only supposed to work for him and in the mood of, not expecting results and surrendering everything for his pleasure and so on. But people were not aware how to do all this, not to be affected by happiness and distress, heat and cold and or profit and, gain and loss. To be equanimous in such situations is actually very difficult for a practically speaking, and so in Kali Yuga especially. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show how a devotee can actually live that life and how it can solve all the problems of our life. Bhagavad Gita is there for solutions, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following him, we can follow Bhagavad Gita perfectly. So the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is very, very powerful in actually, because many of the things, people are very much anxious about what's happening in their lives. And so this is, and the anxiety comes from desiring the fruits of our work. That's the main reason. All the tension, all the stress is coming because we are desiring, what am I going to get by whatever I'm doing? And so people are very stressed out. And on the other hand, if we chant Hare Krishna and do all the work just for Krishna's pleasure, that's possible when we chant, only when we chant Hare Krishna, we are just, we know that Krishna will give the results. He knows how to take care of us, and then we are just blissful. We do that and everything else will get taken care of. We know in Srimad Bhagavatam how Ambarish Maharaj managed his affairs. He was the emperor of the whole world, and he was giving more, he was depending, he was completely dependent on his devotional services. All the, completely he was using all his, his body and his mind, everything for dedicated for the Lord. And then everything happened very nicely in his kingdom, not the great struggle, but the devotional service itself ensured that everything was there. The nature supplied everything for all the people, and people were very satisfied, and there was also God consciousness in the kingdom. What more do you want for a proper management? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if we introduce this Hare Krishna mantra chanting, all over the world, and if even 1% of the population in every place becomes God conscious, then golden age will start. And golden age means, in all ways, it's a golden age. That the nature, Mother Earth, will also respond in abundance, and then all the climatic, environmental problems that are happening, that will also get, people are very, feeling very pessimistic about the future. They should be. But we are devotees know that because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these negatives will become positive. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we can change. This is the miracle from the very beginning, that Hare Krishna mantra chanting. I mean, Prabhupada was so much convinced. He said in the United Nations, headquarters, you go there and do Sankirtan in front of them. But I don't know if they ever did it. But he said that is the only thing which will bring unity among people. So even, and the mood is one of, see, why are people keeping a distance? I mean, in today's world, people like to be a little impersonal, not share too much about themselves. They want space, they want freedom. And what is the reason for that? Because it is a mood, I mean, they are protecting themselves from exploitation. If I go too close to people, what will happen to me? They'll hurt me. Or they will try to know my weakness and they'll exploit me. Or they'll take benefit from me. So this is the reason people build walls over themselves, around them, and they don't want to go too close to people. But that is not the spiritual world. Spiritual world, everyone is deeply concerned about each other. And what is the reason that that is possible? That's because everyone is in a serving mood. Everyone is simply wanting to give happiness to others. So there is no question of privacy and this and that, because everyone is your well-wisher. You enjoy people's company. You're not threatened by them. Somehow they'll enter my space and harm me. That fear is complete fearlessness. In fact, the mood is, during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Vasudeva Datta, what was his mood? He was so much moved by the suffering of the people. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me all the, sins of all the people to me. I will go to the hell and eternally suffer there. I don't mind. But you please elevate all these people. Just imagine, he was ready just for the deliverance of others. He was ready to put himself in that situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved. He said that definitely I cannot deny what you're asking me. I'll deliver all of them in the universe. But you don't, why as a devotee you have to go to hell and this thing? You will also be liberated. You also come back. So But the mood is one of the sacrifice and service to others. This is the extreme love. So much love that you are ready to take the pain. And that actually gave him happiness. He was not torturing himself. He was not a masochist or something. But that mood of, you know, sacrifice and service actually is so nectarian and gives us bliss. And that is actually Krishna Prema. That, so, how do we experience Krishna Prema? It's very difficult. Okay, we try to serve the Lord, the deities, we're doing different services, but we don't get, I mean, we may be committing a lot of offenses and we don't know. Krishna cannot talk to us directly and correct us and so on. And also we don't know what are the ways in which, I mean, there is only to some extent we can serve him, but that's why he said serve the Vaishnavas. And Vaishnavas are also part of Krishna. So and it's easier to serve them. And if they're not satisfied, they can tell us. And we know what are the things they require. And by serving the Vaishnavas, we'll develop our relationship with Krishna as well. So we must actually grab the opportunity. Just like we have chanting and doing devotional services as mandatory for us, our sadhana. Along with that is this thing of serving Vaishnavas, caring for Vaishnavas in all respects. In fact, we must every day put, along with the sadhana, something I must do for devotees. To be concerned about their welfare, to do whatever it is that we can. Because care means it requires all kinds of care. There is spiritual care, of course. We want to make sure that everyone is happy in doing their, you know, japa or in their, you know, sadhana. There are no problems. If they have any problems, we should go out of the way to help them. That is spiritual care. And then there is emotional care. We can start by first just smiling at devotees, welcoming them, every one of them. Why should we are afraid to, you know, communicate. Why? Maybe we think they may not respond. And then I feel hurt that I'm going out of the way and then they are not responding. That doesn't matter. If somebody is not responding, some problem they have, right? Either they are upset or they are afraid or whatever it is. Or they have their mental state is not very friendly. But it's not something wrong with us. But this is, if we want to bring in that spiritual mood, the golden age, we have to start behaving like that. And then we'll have rapid sort of effect on, you know, real, I mean, we can actually start experiencing the golden age and how it is in a spiritual world. All it takes is small things, being very, very welcoming, at all, you know, smiling at, we can smile, that doesn't cost us anything, right? In fact, the muscles, it's even psychologically it says, you know, when you smile, so many good things happen even to your body. And physically and mentally, it's very good for us. And so the other people are so happy, isn't it? Anybody, they would give anything to get a smile, isn't it? People feel so happy just to see a smiling face. Not generally smiling, but smiling at you and welcoming you. This is the first thing. Small things can have big effect. So that's a way in which we can give love to people. And then inquiring, you know, you can inquire, how are you doing? I mean, genuinely concerned, is everything okay? And about your family, about your devotional services, is everything okay? You show that concern, then they will think, oh, I've got this well-wishing friend. And when they are in trouble, they'll come to you. Maybe they don't even know you very well. But you know, this person is not, you know, envious of me. Or not my competitor or anything like that. But they are coming and genuinely caring for me. And so they will share. And a lot of it is to do with emotional problems. People are hurt easily. There are so many things happening in their lives. We don't know about that. Everybody is going through a lot of difficulties, especially in this age. And if we give that kind of emotional support, then you'll see devotees will be very, very happy. Just the fact that there is someone to hear about them, hear what they want, and then we are there to listen. That's one thing that we need to learn, how to start listening to people. Not that we are so rushed up, but this is part of our sadhana. Then we won't think it's a waste of time. We won't think this is sentimental stuff, right? I would rather read Bhagavatam and make spiritual progress why I should waste my time talking to, you know, people asking about their personal lives and material things. These are not spiritual. No. But the act of this care is definitely very spiritual, and it will make us closer to Krishna. Krishna will be very happy that we are giving this care to others. So it will make that as the part of our sadhana. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He said, chant Hare Krishna, serve the Vaishnavas. So definitely it's part of our sadhana. And so this communication channel should go on. And in the mood of service, not expecting anything in return. And so because this is the age of congregational chanting, we have to enroll everyone together. Then we become powerful. Because if you want to do services, you need the cooperation of so many people. Otherwise, alone we cannot achieve anything. So we have to be tolerant, humble, and get everyone on board as much as possible. And also cooperate. You know, how can we synergize with other people doing different services? They're not threat or competition to us. Let's all cooperate and do something big for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then our movement will have no obstacles at all, barriers on the way. And people will be inspired to see all the loving relationships which are, being shown external. I mean, they can see for it that everybody is connected with everyone else and they're all cooperating so nicely. That is what will touch people's hearts. That's very quick. They may not know any philosophy of ours. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has told us, give prasadam and the kirtan. We've got all these things which are very powerful. But the most powerful is the love. And when we show that actually we're not just talking about Krishna Prem, but we are actually demonstrating. We are not talking only about service to Krishna, but we are actually showing how we are servants. And that is what touches people. And very quickly we can touch people's hearts, even totally materialistic people or, whatever, even people of different faiths, or even among Hindus, they have so many different paths. So somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very attractive to all the people. And if we show his photo, talk about him, and he's very contemporary also, he's only 500 years before he appeared, and we talk about the Hare Krishna mantra, how it doesn't matter what you're following, it's okay. We shouldn't also feel shy that, you know, they are already going to some particular group and so on, or they are already connected to some proper, even bona fide things, method of worship. This, he is the avatar for this age, and Hare Krishna mantra is the Yuga Dharma. So along with whatever you're doing, please do this also. And you'll find that you'll be a better, follower of your path. And so I think devotees must always have a kit with a lot of Hare Krishna and Panchatattva mantra chanting cards. They must have a few packets of prasadam always and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu photos to give away. And in this way, we can get a lot of people to chant Hare Krishna mantra and connect them also to different programs if they are interested. And of course, they'll start visiting the temple and so on. But we need to spread this word of Hare Krishna mantra to as many people. It is not that only after they start reading books. That is one method. By book distribution, we reach out. And then after reading the books, they're convinced. And then they come. And then slowly we give them Hare Krishna mantra. But also, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, people are also ready to hear something by which their problems, they are very disturbed. People are very psychologically disturbed also. They are in depression and so on. And if you tell them, you just chant Hare Krishna and see, you'll feel your mind will be, become peaceful and so on. They'll be ready to take it. So give a little prasadam and so on. And so we meet so many people on the way. And we can just, you're waiting somewhere and you make some conversation with someone and then they'll be ready to take. And then after that, they can take the books or also some books along, small books. So this kit will be, it's a mandatory for all devotees to have. And if we can give it to as many people, then what happens is we'll get so much mercy. so much mercy from Gaur Nithai, because this is the main thing, main way of worshipping him. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who's spreading, giving out the message, my message to others, is my dearmost devotee. So actually it's very simple. It's not that, you know, because they are very merciful. And even though, I mean, they'll give us a lot of grace marks before going back to Godhead. We know how many devotees have left their bodies, and some of them had fallen down. They were serving Prabhupada very nicely, and then in between they fell down. But still, they had that connection with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada actually came and took them back home, back to Godhead. So a lot of support is there. A lot of grace marks are given to us. So we just try to be a pure devotee, and to become that, we need to just show our sincerity by doing a few things, by becoming more Gauranga conscious. We have to just meditate on his mood, and then we'll feel, filled with confidence that spiritual life is not so difficult, that even I can make it back home, back to Godhead. And not only that, so many people can. Whoever I talk to, many of them, I mean, all the people are qualified to go back home, back to Godhead in this age because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's how, I mean, you never see any other avatar actually campaigning door to door and begging people to chant and so on. And Nityananda Prabhu actually did that. So it's really completely revolutionary, this avatar. And it's all meant for all Kali Yuga people like us. That's why they're so merciful. Otherwise, we can't make it. And in this age, we also need the cooperation of others. Only by cooperating. See, anyway, in all ages, Krishna is very happy when he sees that devotees are working together to please him. Like we saw in the Prachetas, all the brothers, thousands of them. And they were doing austerities, standing in the water for so many thousands of years. And just because of, naturally in the forest there's nobody else, they have to take care of each other. And because of that, Krishna was so happy. He didn't have to personally appear. He came there and he said, I'm very satisfied with all of you because you have, you know, without any fighting or whatever disagreements, you have done this austerity together. So I bless all of you. And Krishna appeared before them. So in order to, and we find also that prayers for anything, when we do it collectively, is very, very powerful. Immediately Krishna answers, isn't it? Rather than alone, our own separate prayers. When we pray for people also, when you do it together, then it's very powerful. Krishna immediately answers. So this cooperative mood is just to please Krishna. We just do our bit and make sure that Krishna is happy, and all the results will come, all the most wonderful results. And in this way, we don't have to be anxious at all. And we are not scared that if I'm in a mood of a servant, then people will exploit me. No, because Krishna is controlling everything anyway. That is the, you know, the fearlessness or the strength of a devotee, is that knowledge that Krishna is controlling everything. So one simply has to go along the thing. Of course, sometimes when we are in difficult situations, it's not that, maybe we have to take whatever it takes to protect ourselves. But internally, it's always the mood of dependence. We don't become, we don't change our attitude just because sometimes we have to face with reverses, somebody exploiting us, dominating over us. All these things happen. But internally, we are always dependent on Krishna, the full knowledge that Krishna knows everything. And then a devotee is never disturbed. Then otherwise, sometimes devotees, I mean, you'll definitely face with difficulties, obstacles, and then they become very discouraged. They don't want to do some service, or they give up Krishna consciousness. All that will not happen because we know that Lord Chaitanya is completely controlling everything. There's no need to be worried. And the only fact is I'm going to just remain connected and get his mercy so that, and also give out that mercy to as many people as possible. And not only the new people, but also all the devotees. I'm very much concerned about taking care of all the devotees as well. These are the few things, you know, just we do that, then we'll get, that's enough to go back home, back to Godhead. So The appearance of Lord Chaitanya is the greatest, I mean, being in that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come is our greatest good fortune. And we have to become fully Gauranga conscious, and then our lives will become perfect. Thank you very much.